And that's my honest opinion, okay? We're not allowed to swear in the college. We have to be ladylike. But that is my honest opinion. We've heard a huge amount of rhetoric. But the difficulty for me is to formulate a view when there's very little concrete facts out there for me to formulate a view on how it's going to impact on me. That's what concerns me, okay? It's the bureaucracy, and Martin's already alluded to that. 360-degree appraisal or multi-source feedback. Great. I don't question the validity, Ed. I think it has been validated. What I question is the practicality of us asking 25 patients, and I think it was 10 colleagues, was it, for this. You know, how many doctors are there in the UK? How many patients are there in the UK? Who's going to get pissed off first, the doctors or the patients? You know, that's my honest view. Sorry, I promised I wouldn't swear. So the bureaucracy concerns me. And another thing that we haven't discussed is the expense. Who's going to pay for this? Is it going to be cost neutral? Well, it might be cost neutral for the government, but I can assure you it's not going to be cost neutral for you or I. We're going to have to pay for this. And I know when I'm going to pay for it. It's going to be on Saturday morning. It's not going to be in my working hours, because funny that, isn't it, how everything that we've had to do always takes place outside clinical hours. We're told we have 10 sessions, but how many of you go to your network meetings, your specialty meetings? Everything that you do outside your direct clinical care takes place out of hours. And of course, that discriminates against people who have heavy domestic responsibilities. And we talk about equality and diversity, but I find that very discriminatory. So the people who are going to pay for that are us in our time, and I suspect it's going to be another Saturday sitting down doing all of this. But perhaps there's a glimmer of hope. Perhaps our specialty can help us with that. And hey, we're all going to be revalidating each other. Who's going to be looking after the patients? Is this the queue outside your rapid diagnostic clinic? You know, we just have to think about that, because this is going to have a big impact on our ability to provide service, because we're all going to be running around so busy revalidating each other, proving to each other that we're good. We already know we're good. Proving to each other that we're good, that we're actually not going to have time to see our patients.